Monday morning, Senator George asked the state Supreme Court to block the recall contest while it considers his request to review Friday's appellate court ruling that upheld the recall effort. But by late afternoon, the justices narrowly ruled the election will go ahead. They did not elaborate. Justices Shirley Abrahamson, Ann Bradley, and Patience Rogensack voted to deny George's request for a delay, while Justices Diane Sykes, John Wilcox, and Patrick Crooks sided with George. But Justice David Prosser did not participate, and a tie vote in this case meant George lost. UW-Madison law professor Gordon Baldwin says he's surprised the vote was so close.
The administrative agencies that have heard the case and the lower courts which have heard it have, though it's a closed case, not ruled in favor of Senator George's wish to postpone the recall.
Justice Prosser did not give a reason for recusing himself from the case. Baldwin speculates Prosser stayed out of the matter because he served with George, and for that matter, George's challenger, Spencer Coggs, in the legislature. Baldwin contends it's unlikely the court will hear the full debate over the legality of the recall, especially if Coggs defeats George today.
Well, it's the people have spoken, and I think the court would give a considerable deference to an election group.
Baldwin says if George wins today, the court theoretically could hear the recall case and clear up some questions over the recall process. But Baldwin says the state court may follow federal guidelines on when to declare a case moot and leave the recall questions for another time. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.